Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Arkansas legislature overrides the governor's veto and protects minors. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Arkansas has become the first state to ban puberty-blocking drugs and so-called gender reassignment surgeries for children under the age of 18. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed the measure, but the House overrode the veto by a vote of 71-24, and the Senate overrode the veto by a vote of 25-8. Therefore, this law now goes into effect over the governor's veto. So it now becomes the first state in the nation to take this action. Other states are considering something very similar.
Yeah, it's called the SAFE Act, which is Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. It prohibits physicians and healthcare professionals from providing gender procedures to minors, and that's like puberty blockers, surgery, et cetera, or they cannot refer the minors to other healthcare professionals who would do these harmful actions.
Yeah, so we have actually had situations where parents have called us, and without their knowledge, for a year, maybe more, their son or daughter in the public school is being told that they can identify as the opposite sex, that they're biological female, but they can identify as male, or vice versa. And so they're giving them their own pronouns without their parents' knowledge. They're referring them to various kinds of counseling without their parents' knowledge.
And that's a really important point, Matt, to understand the LGBT agenda is to take the parents out of the picture.
Yeah.
And so they have control over the children.
Yeah. And then in this one case, you know, the child was getting all this direction in one area without her parents' knowledge and even medication. And then when it came to going to additional medical treatment, more medication, and then surgery, it came to the parents' knowledge. The parents then said, no way, we're not going to do that. That's not in the best interest of our child to cut off healthy body parts. And then the officials started to call the parents abusive, that they are withholding necessary medical treatment from their child.
Who's really abusive in that picture?
Yeah, so, you know, what these puberty-blocking medications are, what do they do? Well, if you're, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. These are going down to young children now, where these children could be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, doesn't matter. They say, now, I want to be called the opposite sex pronoun. Now, some of them might want to be called a pronoun that is neither male nor female. Z is one of those. There's many, many pronouns that they've created. And so they want to then get these puberty-blocking drugs, which means if you're a boy, you get a medication that blocks testosterone. And if you're a girl, that blocks estrogen, that stops it. So in other words, it's stunting your growth. And what does that do? Not only stunts your growth, but it makes you or can make you permanently sterile so that you'll never be able to have children in your life.
Yeah, these drugs are horrible. One of them is Lupron, and it's clinically approved for treatment of prostate cancer in men, but it's not approved as a puberty blocker, which is what they're using. So you're talking about faulty joints, mood swings, altered psyches, depression, suicidal ideation, permanent sterilization. In fact, since 2009, the FDA has now documented 50,574 adverse events, including 7,926 deaths and 30,178 serious reactions in patients. They're putting these in children.
Yeah, and these are children who took, or these people that took these hormone-blocking medications known as Lupron.
Almost 8,000 deaths. These children have become social experiments.
Yeah, they have. And then what happens is when you get to another age, they want to give you the opposite sex hormones. So they block your hormones. It has all these adverse effects. And these are, many of them are irreversible.
As well as the surgeries.
Yeah, then they give you, if you're a man or a boy, estrogen. If you're a girl, testosterone. So they start trying to reverse your hormones. Then it goes to the next level, and that is cutting off healthy body parts. Your breast, other genitalia, those things are irreversible. And you know what? What we know is that 85% or more of youth, young people, that have gender confusion, they're questioning, you know, their masculinity or their femininity, they're questioning whether they're male or female. They go through this time period. 85%+ of those naturally resolve to be content with their birth sex without any medical intervention.
Right. But on the other hand, those that are pushed into puberty blockers and surgery end up, 40% of them end up committing suicide. 40%.
That's right. So now take these 85%+ of people that will naturally resolve and they'll be content with their birth sex. Now you've put them in this situation where you've given them hormone blocking medications, opposite sex hormones, and worse, you even amputate healthy body parts. Now they come to the point where naturally on their own, they just, you know, they're content with who they are as a boy or as a girl. Now what's happened is you permanently harmed them. It's irreversible at that point. So that's why they feel trapped. That's why at that point in time, the suicide rate really goes up, because now that person who had confusion as a boy, as an example, now is content with being a boy, but then says, oh my goodness, I just permanently damaged my body.
Right. And they get abandoned by those activists who push them into that.
Right. They do. They give them all this support, and then they abandon them. Dr. Lawrence Meyer, a scholar at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and a professor at Arizona State University, said, quote, nearly all children ultimately identify with their biological sex. The notion that a two-year-old, having expressed thoughts or behaviors identified with the opposite sex, can be labeled for life as transgender has absolutely no support in science. Indeed, he says, it is iniquitous to believe that all children who have gender atypical thoughts or behavior at some point in their development, particularly before puberty, should be encouraged to become transgender. And yet that's exactly what these things are doing. And you said it early on, they are using children as an experiment. And our children should not be involved in an experimental, life-changing, permanently altering, damaging kind of procedure such as this. So Arkansas became the first state to do this. South Dakota also passed a law. But then Governor Kristi Noem, she's been known as conservative in the sense that she ultimately was one of the very few states in the country that never did lock down South Dakota. But then she came up with this crazy excuse as to why she was going to veto that legislation, why she didn't support it. And it makes no sense. That was a bill that would have ultimately prohibited boys from going into girls' sports.
And she was a female athlete before.
Yeah. And she said, oh, well, it's going to hurt South Dakota because then South Dakota will be essentially boycotted.
You got to follow the money, however, that what's going on there. And, you know, we have to stay on these governors, these legislators that cower. You have got to stay on them.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm very disappointed in Kristi Noem, but these are other states. South Dakota will come back with the legislature. They're not going to let this rest. Right. Arkansas becomes the first state in the country to pass this, you know, common sense protective legislation.
And you think a Republican governor would have that, surprisingly. Usually it's the opposite. The governor's pushing for, you know, positive things. But this, in this case, the legislator said, no way, you know, you can cower, but we're not.
And they have enough to actually override the veto.
Yeah, overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly
did it. Yeah.
So Arkansas becomes the very first state. By the way, if H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, were to pass, all of this would be overridden. All the state laws would be subservient to H.R. 5, a federal law. It takes precedence. And that would mean that all the states, everybody would have to go along with this false idea that you can change your sex just like you change your clothes. And that's why we need to stop H.R. 5. It's passed in the House. It's in the Senate now. It's a very dangerous bill. It will affect every single person and go into every corner of our lives. It's an LGBTQ bill and abortion bill, very devastating to freedom and religious freedom in particular. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5, and take action on that bill now. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.